Hi, welcome to Teshuvah, Return and Reboot. This is our sixth installation where we reflect on evidence-based strategies inspired by our tradition to return to our best selves and to renew our capacity to grow and change. I am Michelle Sarna, and it is truly my privilege to join you on this journey. I welcome any comments, insights, or reflections at sarna.michelle@gmail.com. Thank you again for joining. Let's focus today on one of the primary parts of our tefillah during Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is the Yud Gimel Midot HaRachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy that we ascribe to Hashem. And these appear in the Torah right after Chet HaEgel, where Hashem is so angered by the Jewish people's infidelity and disloyalty that he wants to utterly destroy them. And he, Moshe, pleads on their behalf once again. And Hashem reveals to Moshe these 13 attributes and tells Moshe that anytime B'nai Israel have angered God, they can rely on these 13 attributes and recalling them and naming them as a recipe to bring up Hashem's compassion. So there are different ways of defining rachamim or rachum, which is the first of the 13 attributes. It's typically defined as mercy or compassion. Perhaps we can define rachum as empathy. There is significant research on empathy, what it is and why it is important, and I'd like to explore a little bit of that research tonight. So a nurse, actually, whose name was Teresa Wiseman, who took a few years off from practicing nursing to study psychology, was curious about what empathy is. Teresa Wiseman noticed that empathy seemed to be at the heart of what made practicing nursing effective, but she realized that there was a lot of various definitions about what empathy was. So she established four attributes to empathy. One is to be able to see the world from another person's perspective. The second is to be non-judgmental. The third is to understand another person's feelings. And the fourth is to communicate it, that understanding of the person's feelings to that person. So those four parts, seeing, being non-judgmental, understanding the person's feelings, and communicating that understanding, are the core of the paradigm of empathy. Now, if empathy were so easy, it wouldn't be something that we needed to practice and study. But there are perhaps a few traps that can lead to us thinking that we're being empathetic and really understanding and acknowledging another person's perspective, but not really doing so fully or effectively. And Dr. Brené Brown, a famous researcher, professor, and storyteller, researched empathy, and she actually made a really beautiful illustrative cartoon emphasizing what she had learned that I've shown to my students so many times, and every time I watch it, I still cry. It just hits you so to the core because it highlights the three traps or three blocks to fully exhibiting empathy. And one is when we try to minimize someone else's problem by saying, even worse, well, you think you have a problem, this one or my problem or so-and-so's problem is even worse than yours, which essentially trivializes what they're experiencing, which feels enormous and overwhelming to them at the moment. The second is trying to paint a silver lining or have them look at the glass as being half full, looking on the bright side. That framing or reframing, while intended to be helpful, actually can makes someone feel unheard. And the third is jumping into problem solving. Now, many of us fall into this empathy trap where we feel like we're helping someone by solving their dilemma, which seems so easy for us. But yet, by jumping to problem solving and not really trying to understand it from their perspective, we are actually assuming, A, that the person wants us to solve their dilemma, and second, we're making it seem that, duh, their problem must be so simple that it only took us 2 seconds to solve, when really it's much more complex and we just really need to take the time to see it from their perspective and really understand the emotions and experience that go along with it. I want to tell you about a personal experience that I had with someone who really enacted empathy in a very powerful way. So a few years ago, one of our undergraduate students at NYU, who was very active in the Jewish community, noticed, like many other students, that there were a lot of people suffering from homelessness that lived near campus. Now, NYU is in a very affluent part of Manhattan, and yet there are many people that are struggling with homelessness, and you can see them living on the streets with cardboard boxes and makeshift broken strollers, carrying all of their belongings. Sometimes they seem to be with others in a small little community, and other times they are just solo. And it's very sad to see. And I guess living in that part of Manhattan before I met Adina, I had become used to having a little bit of a sympathy gap. I was usually in a rush trying to get somewhere. And oftentimes, unfortunately, I would pass so many people that were homeless that it was hard to stop and offer money or a kind word. And I just stopped noticing as much as I could. And other times when I did try to give something, it wasn't exactly what the person was asking for. So my kids remembered at one point we were walking somewhere near Washington Square Park, and there was a woman sitting there, and there was a fruit stand right next door. So I decided to buy her a banana. And apparently she didn't like, want, or need bananas and ended up throwing the banana back at me. And at the time, I figured how ungrateful she was that I was offering her fresh fruit. But Adina made me realize how apathetic that action was, because Adina took the time not only to get down to the level of the people that were homeless. Typically, each individual that she passed, looked them eye level, learn their name, try to hear their story, really spend time listening, and often offering a hug or a warm blanket. She also took the time to ask, "What do you need?" Not to assume, oh, they must need some fresh fruit, like a banana, but to actually hear from them what they most needed being homeless on the street. And at that point, she began to hear from many that what they needed most was a pair of socks. So Adina started collecting socks. She started knocking on the doors of the NYU dorm and just collecting any spare socks, clean socks that anybody could offer. And she would collect all of these socks and hand them out to people that were homeless, because when you're homeless and your feet are cold or wet, that can lead to very severe infection. And Adina ended up starting an amazing organization called Knock Knock Give a Sock that I'm very privileged to be involved in. And that was all started on the premise of really showing empathy towards people that are struggling with an incredible life threat and challenge. And I think of the four ingredients of empathy, which is that really seeing their world, appreciating them as human beings, not being judgmental, understanding their feelings, and communicating that understanding with action, and how Adina really exhibited the divine attribute of rachamim that we're defining here as empathy in that very moment. And really, if we think about it, the source of true compassion or mercy is actually one of empathy, which is really seeing the world from another person's perspective and meeting them there. I hope you have an amazing, meaningful, and inspired day, and thank you very much for joining.